The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Shuby.
And today we're going to get down with the get down. And right now we want to thank Shuby. We want to thank you for hanging out with us.
Of course.
So what made you want to come be on the show?
I don't know. Just something different.
Okay. Okay. Now, what do you know about beers?
They come in bottles.
Okay.
Or cans.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. And Frank, how do you feel about Shuby being here as being the, how we say, the veritable in what we do?
It's good. Shuby's good people, so.
Absolutely.
You know, bringing something a little bit different to the show.
Yeah. All right. So what we do here on the show, Shuby, is before we start and get down to business, we kind of warm up a little bit, so it works like this. Hey Frank, I haven't seen you in a week. What has been going on for you in the past week? How I know you started school.
I did start school, and the kids promptly got me sick, so I've got a little bit of chest cold going on, which is why my voice is a little extra deeper.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please don't be super wet when you hear the Frank.
Please don't.
And so, kind of like that, you know what I mean? So now, Shuby, how has your week been from Monday till now?
Very busy. Being sick and
you were sick too?
And yeah, starting school.
Okay, how's that feel?
It's good.
Like you starting school or someone else starting school?
No, my daughter started school.
And how old is she?
She is 14.
Oh,
so she's
snap.
Freshman in high school.
When you were 14, what was your first beer you had?
I didn't drink.
You didn't drink?
No.
What? What's okay.
My brothers gave me hard alcohol.
Okay, so
at
what was your
16?
Okay, so what was your first shot?
That
you can remember. You
know, tequila.
Okay,
I know
so
it was
tequila.
Jose Cuervo, I think.
You think it was him?
Yes.
Some guy in a hat.
Some cheap tequila. It was
all right.
Not good.
Now, what was? Can you remember your very first beer?
Yes, I drank a Corona.
Gross. All right,
but I lived.
Of course, no one's ever saying it's poison. I'm just it's good. All right, so now that we've got all that out of the way, and for me, guys, I know I've been having a kind of a rough week, but we're all squared away now. Everything's been taken care of, and it was funny because at the last minute, it was resolved. It was a time-sensitive issue. The very last minute, within 15 minutes, it was squared away. So I was very happy with that.
It's crazy how that works.
I hate the universe. Now, all right, so what we got going on here is we've got five beers. We do have one that was sent to us from one of our friends. And Frank, what are the five beers we're doing on today's show?
One that we're doing is 11.5 Degree Play-Doh. It's a session IPA from Sierra Nevada. We will be sampling Magic Hat's Stealing Time Summer Wheat.
Ooh.
From the Fat Tire and Friends New Belgium Brewing in collaboration with Allagash Brewing. It is Fat Funk Ale. So it's based on Fat Tire. So I'm guessing it's going to be
Let's hope so.
From Widmer Brothers, Drop Top Amber, American Amber Ale. And the one sent from our friend Hockey Fights is Terrania Brewing Company Bitter Woman IPA.
Sounds hot.
Lake Mills, Wisconsin. I wish you could see the label because it is funny.
Ugh, she's gross. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Today's siren is brought to you by this neighborhood's gone to shit. Used to a couple years ago, there were no sirens. All right, guys. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to let the lady of the show go ahead and pick out which one are you most interested in just by the looks of them. Let me turn them around for you. You've got a few here. Which one, as a lady, because, you know, you're just like, hey, it's just a bottle. Which one are you more drawn to?
The Magic Hat.
All right, so that's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to get started with the Magic Hat Still in Time. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to reset. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And Frank, how excited are you for you doing this Magic Hat? How do you feel about Magic Hat?
You know what? Magic Hat, I think, personally, is hit or miss. Had some stuff that I think is really good, and I've had some stuff that, not great.
It's a 50-50 for me.
Yeah. But this one, I think, should be interesting.
All right.
Since we're at the tail end of summer, it's a summer beer. It's Steel and Time Summer Wheat Magic Hat Brewing. It is a wheat ale brewed with ginger. Interesting.
All right.
5.5% ABV. If you want to get a little bit more info on these guys, it's www.magichat.net.
Fair enough. We'll just set that right there. Please. Now, so let me ask you a question, Shibby. Have you had any beers by Magic Hat?
I have not.
You have not? Now, what drew you to this label? What was it about this label that drew you in to say, hey, I want to do this one first, without even reading it?
It's colorful.
All right.
And summery.
Hey, I could dig it. I mean, on the cover, guys, on the label, it looks like it's a redhead with, it's got red, white, and blue comic book style, and it says Stealing Time in the Sunglass Lens. And the lens is a watch. I just noticed it. It's a clock. So cool. I thought that was cool.
Another interesting thing that Magic Hat does is little messages on the inside of the bottle.
Oh, what does ours say?
So I'm going to let Shubi read.
Everything's better on a stick.
Apparently.
Hey.
That's what she said, and that's what she said.
That's what she said.
And that's what he's bringing to the party. Oh, shit, that's nasty. All right, guys. So, Shubi, can you describe what we're looking at here?
It's clear.
Yours is.
You got the bottom of the bottle.
I did get the bottom of the bottle.
Golden color.
All right. No, that's awesome. Frank, what do you got? Want to help her out a little bit?
It doesn't come across as a weed because it is filtered for sure. I can see my hand right through it.
Oh, here. Hold mine then.
Well, you always get the bottom.
I didn't mean to, but you can actually see ginger pieces in it.
See, now yours, mine is completely transparent, so Shuby's is even more.
She's got to put the top.
Yours is translucent. So you can see a shape, but you can't really make out.
Would we honestly say at least roll it a little bit to kind of, or
you can try, but
or at least pour out half of it and then swirl the rest and then pour it into your glass.
But that's the weird thing, because what if you really dig particulates like you do,
right?
And you get Shubi had the first pour, you get that, which looks sad.
it looks deprived.
I mean,
dude.
It does. It looks sad. It does not look like a wheat beer. Looks like a lager. Whereas yours looks like an unfiltered wheat beer.
Yes, it has the heavy look.
So we haven't tasted it yet. No. I've never had it before. But let's say put it in your mouth.
I'm sorry?
You put it in your mouth.
Oh yes, I want to put it in my mouth.
You hate it. And you're just like, oh man.
Right. All right.
I'm glad somebody gave this to me so I didn't have to pay for it.
True.
And then because somebody gave it to you, you can waste it and say, I don't like that.
And give it to the person.
Plus, you've got this giant freezer full of beer.
This is true. We do have a...
But if you really like the particulates and you can't last through the non-particulate part down to what you got...
Right.
Maybe you're missing out.
Maybe. Well, let's get down to the smell, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go ahead and cheers to that. All right. So, Frank, what do you have on that smell?
Mine is funky.
Okay.
More lagerish than anything. Metallic, soapy.
Yeah.
Way away from any kind of wheat, hefeweizen. Now I'm going to sniff keys.
You Put your nose in that,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, man, I'm sniffing keys. Oh.
Mm.
Yours is also funky, a little less lagerish. It's got a body to it.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think what Shubi and I got has the body to it.
Okay. Shubi, what did you get on the smell? That's a great analogy.
Stinks.
So it stinks. Okay. All right.
It does smell like soap.
Okay. I'm guessing, based upon what I'm smelling and what you guys are describing, I just think the beer separated. It's a satin. Yeah. I think it just sat maybe a day or two longer than it should have. And it just separated. So my suggestion for this beer is roll it a little bit. Just roll it. Get some of that. I would say pour out at least half of it into a glass. Swirl the rest and then pour it in the rest of your beer. And then you should get the full body out of it. Ginger 100%.
It strikes me almost like somewhat of a fresh ginger ale.
You know what? I was gonna say that, but I'm glad you said it. It smells like if you have too much ice in your ginger ale.
Okay.
Like it's just watered down ginger ale. You know it's bubbly and you know it's ginger, but you also can get a hint that it's way too watered down. So yeah. The beer itself is like on top of it. Like it's like watching a really bad porn. You know that he's a little too big for her,
right.
But you know she's under there because you see a little pieces here and there. So that's where I think the beer is. The beer is the big dude, and he's on top of this girl, and you know they're doing their thing. And there's an arm, here's a leg of the ginger. Yeah, just a you gotta put it in there like that. And it again, Magic Hat, and we've already stated it. We haven't even tasted it. It's usually a 50-50 shot.
It's reminded me of a hard ginger ale.
Yeah. Where's the big person on top of it? You can't see the smaller person.
You don't know if he's...
And you don't know if they're alive. You just see him like this.
Flailing.
Yeah, flailing. You go, oh, there's a hand. Oh, there's a little bit of that ginger. All right, let's get down to the taste. Let's just see. I feel like just mixing them all up and pouring them back into all the glasses. All right. Yeah, I've gotten the grapefruit pill. I'm getting ginger. And I'm still getting... And it's weird. I'm getting lager.
Yeah, to me, it comes off extremely lagerish. Mm-hmm. With ginger and bitter. So maybe I'm getting a little bit of that grapefruit also. But it's not coming through citrus. It's coming through just bitter, white.
Yeah, pit. Yeah, absolutely. It's not, I can tell you something along the difference from the smell.
Please.
It's enjoyable. I'm actually enjoying this taste. Here, I mean, take mine. So, Shubi, because you had the top of it, Frank's had the middle of the bottle, and I have the very bottom of it. What are you experiencing on that? And then I want you to do a comparison with my glass.
This is like very tart. It has like the rind taste like.
Okay.
That's about all I taste in it.
All right. Well, try this one. That one's mine. So we're probably going to have to do that for the rest of the beers. We're going to have to definitely roll them a little bit just to get them to be even. I mean, it's pretty cool that all three glasses, they're three different shades.
Yeah.
Which is...
This, you can definitely taste the ginger and the other ingredients.
And it hangs.
Yeah,
that's why I said
I'm really hangs up.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do. So Shubi, 0 to 5, and why?
Well, which one?
Well, it doesn't matter. Overall experience, just a overall experience with this beer. So 0 being the worst, 5 being the shit. What a reason? What's your overall experience with this beer?
I would say like 2.5 because it is separated, and you really can't taste the full effect of the beer. And
right, okay,
it's nice. The bottom part of the beer was good. The top was not so wonderful.
Not so wonderful. That's all right. We're gonna fix it right now. I'm kind of. I'll tell you what. Go ahead, guys. Get a little bit of that. We mixed all three glasses together, and now it looks all even. And let's see if you can change your score. And then Frank will go next, and then for me. Big difference, huh?
I bet yours is. I want to hear what you say, because yours is really cloudy and full.
Tastes the same. Tastes the same to me. I mean, less aggressive, but still what I was experiencing with the citrus notes and the ginger and the mouthfeel and the beer in general. I think it's still the same, just less. It's not as aggressive as it was with all the sediment. So now that you've had that, Shubi, do you want to change your score?
No, I think it's still like a 2.5.
Okay. All right, Frank, now that you've experienced all of it.
I'm going to go 2.7. I think it's below average. And I'm not taking into the account of it's separated because that's not their fault. It's probably more of our fault.
What am I supposed to do? There's a whole fridge full of shit people keep sending me.
That's true, man. You got probably, 1,000 beers into it.
And climbing.
So sometimes we wind up holding on to stuff a little bit longer than it should. Shit happens. since that's just the way it goes. But not taking into account that we remixed it.
Yeah.
I still think it's, I'm not getting a wheat profile tonight. I'm getting chewy and creamy, something with body. I'm getting almost like a ginger lager.
Yeah.
It's weak, it's warm, so that's where I am.
No, we also have to put into consideration with this particular beer before I even put my grade out. It may seem like we're giving it a low score, but then again, the region where this bloomed and where who buys it maybe don't want it to be so aggressive or so profound. Maybe the subtleties is what makes it sell. So ladies and gentlemen, just because we're saying, okay, you guys have to look at it this way. We do beer reviews all the time. We drink a lot of beer in our leisure time. So what we're always looking for is the next greatest thing. What's different? What's mind-grabbing? And what's delicious and satisfying? Most of the time, people just want to have a beer to just have a beer. And they want it with some sort of flavor. So this beer has flavor. It has body, but not to the point to where a craft beer drinker, a genuine craft beer drinker is going to go, oh, this is the one. This, again, is one of those summertime beers, ice cold, enjoy it, get it when it's fresh, and that's just the way it is. And for me, guys, I'm going to rate this a 3. It brings nothing to the party. It's just an average summer wheat beer with a ginger kick. And that's about it. And the ABV, what was it, 5.5? It's light, enjoyable. It's a summer porch swing beer. Hell, you can do probably some really good shit with this beer on this beer. You know what I mean? Go save a well or something, or club a baby seal, or I don't fucking know what you want to do in your spare time, but I think this beer fits it. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and we'll be right back with the next beer. All right, guys, we are back. And so I picked the next beer. And the reason why I picked the next beer is, hands down, I have never been a fan of these guys. I just have not. I think, and it's not because it's a diss to them, I think out of all the craft beers I've done, they're just, I think they're a fossil of a brewery. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they're just too classic. They stick to the books. They don't really think outside of the box. I don't think I've ever seen this brewery come up with something like a double chocolate espresso stout. Like, I've never seen them step out of a comfort zone to just try something. Even Sapporo made a fucking craft beer called the Stone Warrior. Was the worst thing ever, but they stepped out of their comfort zone and they tried something. They made a nice profit margin because, oh my God, Sapporo made a craft beer and everyone bought it.
Right.
Even if it was good or not, at least you tried something, because you never know. And these guys, I be honest with you, I have never seen anything over the top from these guys. So,
is it possible though, because again, we don't do research before the show.
Right.
Is it possible they do that, but we can't get it?
You think it's maybe only at their...
Only at their brewery.
Or they make it, maybe keg it, and only at their local area? Because...
Possibly.
Okay, so guys, if you guys don't know who we're talking about, of course you don't know who we're talking about. All right, Frank, if you could for me, because apparently Shuby's glass eye isn't working, what are we doing, and who are we talking about?
We're going to be drinking Drop Top Amber from Widmer Brothers Brewing out of Portland, Oregon. It's an American Amber Ale. It is 5.3% ABV. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.widmerbrothersbrewing.com.
Now, here's a question. Let me see, Frank, if you could go ahead and pull up your fancy phone for me while I open this. Was Widmer bought out by Anheuser-Busch or InBev? I believe this company was, but I could be wrong.
I believe there's a partnership.
Now, partnerships are cool. And who would have thought those guys would even have a partnership, huh? To Miss Shuby, I ain't tripping.
For yourself.
No. We share here.
We just share here.
Let me make sure now. Hold on now. Let me make sure. Out of all these, everybody is relatively the same, and we are relatively all the same. So we are good on that. Actually, I want to take some of yours, Frank. So there we go. I wanted to have a little more. I've had a wonderful day. Now, all right, Shuby, what do you think of the color as far as presentation goes? What do you think of this beer as far as it's sitting in the glass from a lady's point of view?
It's like coppery color.
I'm sorry? Did you say coppery? No.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Nothing it reminds me of like a penny.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a penny. All right. But as a lady, is this something you would want to drink? Does it look inviting?
Yes, because it's clear-ish.
Okay.
I don't really like things floating in.
Okay, so you're not the type that likes particulates.
I like it more filtered looking.
Okay, so you want it all filtered. Okay. Frank, what do you think of that?
I agree with the penny look. did a double take when you first poured Shuby's glass because I'm looking at it. God, that's pink. But maybe it was just the head holding on a little bit, coppery color. Started looking a little pink to me, but it is. It's absolutely transparent. It's bubbling pretty good. There's no semblance of a head at all. Even if I rough up the suspect, as it were.
Rough that suspect.
It doesn't really come back. Doesn't have a whole lot of legs. Lacing is all right, but it kind of fades real fast. But it's definitely copper. It's a little odd because for me, amber, I'm thinking more gold, red, copper.
All right. Well, for me, with ambers and reds, because they're both in the same, they're in the same folder. The color is just right for me because I always associate the both together. I can't really separate them. So I'm hoping that the taste profile for the amber is pretty much the same now. Interesting here. Let's see here. Well, Red Hook and Widmer, they combined and they became the Craft Brew Alliance in 2012. And there was a substantial majority stake in both the companies by Anheuser-Busch. So
Minority.
Anheuser-Busch or InBev got a small piece of both of them that merged together under one thing. So they don't own them. They're just shareholders.
Right. They have a piece of it.
So that's not this. You know what? For once, I can definitely say InBev. Not bad. That's pretty cool. I think they should have been doing that to begin with. So Widmer and Red Hook, I'm glad you guys formed an alliance. And I'm also glad you guys stuck to your guns and not letting the big company like just take all your shit. So, all right, guys, let's get down to the smell. So there we go, a little cheers accent. That's right, all up in your ear. And, yep, this definitely comes off with the metallic. And the interesting part about this is I'm smelling bread. I'm getting, it's definitely, it's like a yeast bomb here.
I think Widmer's pretty famous for their yeast. I know a lot of people will try to, I mean, the most favorite they have out there is their Happy Wise.
Yes.
What people will try to do is actually harvest the yeast that's left over in their bottles. Hefeweizen, because it's such a special strain of yeast.
Right.
So it could be the same thing. It could be they're using something special proprietary to Widmer, and that's why getting more of a yeast component than a regular.
Right, but I'm still getting that metallic odor that I normally get with a red or an amber. I really am. And again, everybody, red and amber ales are literally in the same folder. You just call it one or the other. Each one has a small tweak to it, but they're in the same folder, believe it or not. And Shuby, what'd you get on that smell?
It does smell like...
Well, tell it, girl. Smell like a beer?
Smells like beer.
That's all right with me. Frank, you agree to that? Smells like a beer?
I do agree. It smells like a beer. I'm getting that yeast bomb also. Usually with an amber, I'm looking to more of a malty characteristic to it, something that's giving off some sweetness. And it seems like the yeast is overpowering that for sure.
Okay, well, let's get down to the taste, y'all. Cheers that shit. Just like I expected. Metallic, gritty, definitely yeasty. There's definitely some yeast, and it's also malty. I've got a really sweet finish on the back end, extremely malty and yeasty. So, sweet breads. What about you, Shuby? What do you got?
It is tangy, and then it, like, turns sweet.
Okay.
It tastes like beer.
There's nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing really over the top, but it's
so nothing, beer. Nothing that really sticks out. This is just a beer for you.
Yes.
Fair enough. Mr. DeFrank.
I'll agree with what both of y'all said. It's definitely, it's bready, it's chewy. It's got a little tang, kind of almost sourdough in the front, and then it kind of levels out. And I think that's where the malt is coming through. It's a lot sweeter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting that sweetness on the aroma. It finishes sweet, which is kind of nice. I think this would be great ice cold, real hot day after doing some yard work or honey to-do list. Now you've called the wife, that's it. Stop talking to me, kids, go away. Let daddy just have some beer.
Like, that's really going to ever happen.
Yeah,
somebody must have been good.
It's called
true. Unless you're sick.
Unless I'm sick.
Then you move it to Friday. Absolutely. All right, guys. So, Shuby, 0 to 5, what a reason. What you got for us?
3, because it's just average. It's just like a plain beer.
That'll work. That'll work. All right, Frank, what do you got, man?
I'll go a little bit higher. I think it's, we'll go 3-3.
You go to 3-3?
It's just slightly above that average line. For me, 3 is an average beer. It's just slightly above that. I like a little of what it brings to the table. I like when I'm drinking a red or an amber, I'm expecting it to be sweet. If it doesn't finish sweet, to me, there's something wrong. Right. So to me, it did what it was supposed to do. It finished sweet. It's chewy, chunky, bready, all that. All
right. For me, guys, I'm not really impressed with this. And normally, I don't like to be impressed by beer, but I'm going to go 3.2. It's above average. It's thirst-quenching. I think everybody can enjoy it for what it is. It's a beer.
Yeah.
And that's just where I'm going to leave it. It's just a beer. And it's got some really interesting profiles, but there's nothing over the top with this. So, and again, I got to give it to them, though. What makes them above average? The fact that they let the big dogs only get a piece. I thought that was really cool. All right, guys. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's great. Let me ask you a question. Do you know anything about beer?
Oh, not too much.
Not too much. Let me tell you, why don't you head over to obsbeers.com. Thousands of reviews, lots of social media, Periscope, Pinterest, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it, we're there. What do you think?
Girl, you know you could use your weight whistle right now, right?
No, baby, put that whistle away.
Ooh, I'm scared of you. While you're putting that whistle down, head over to obsbeers.com. Good luck with your bottle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it is time to get down and dirty with a classic with a twist. And what I mean by classic is that this brewery has been around for a while. Everyone knows the iconic bicycle. Also, little do you know, a female is the one who started all this. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I literally thought New Belgium was actually foreign. I didn't know they were literally in the United States. I really thought it was like, I was like, yeah, I want a foreign beer next to my Guinness, and it was always be Fat Tire. And I, just like everyone else, I don't read shit. I just drink it. And that was when I was younger. So I'm pretty proud and honored to know more about this brewery. But Frank, there's something different with this. Am I correct?
There is something different with this. this past summer, New Belgium and friends got together, and it's the 25th anniversary of Belgium this year. So what they did was they had their friends make variations on their Fat Tire, which is it's an absolute iconic brand of beer for them.
Which is an amber ale.
It's all over the U.S. now. I remember I couldn't get it back east when I was living there. And then once I got past St. Louis, like Midwest, West-wise, all over the place. I mean, it is probably as popular as Budweiser in most bars.
Right. So what is it that we're doing?
This particular one, it's from the Fat Tire and Friends collection. This is called Fat Funk Ale, and it's in collaboration with Allagash Brewing Company out of Maine.
Oh, snap.
It's 5.8%. It could be 5.6. It's 5.6, 5.8. It's somewhere around there. It's below 6. I can see the numbers. I just can't because I'm old and tired.
Sorry.
And I got a cold. So, New Belgium, obviously, is out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Asheville, North Carolina now. If you want some more information on these guys, try NewBelgium.com.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and crack this open now.
So it should be sour.
It should be. Let's hope so. Now, here's the cool part. Should be.
See fun.
Do you recognize that logo? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Is it? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
It's iconic. It's a little bicycle. But I've always wondered, is it really a flat tire?
Flat tire?
No, flat tire. How many people have you known ask for a
flat tire?
Flat tire. I've heard it several times. I've heard it.
If I was serving it, I would tell them about that.
I've heard it, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, let me get some of that Fat Tire.
Oh, I can see it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I can, I can smell it. I can smell that. So, yeah, let me shake that.
Allagash out of Maine specializes in Belgian brews.
Oh, nice. One of my favorite styles.
Their Belgian white is absolutely legendary.
I've never had it.
Well, kids can't get it out here. You can get it in L.A. They distribute to L.A.
Okay.
That I know. But we're in the desert.
That sucks.
Literally in the desert.
All right. So, Frank, what do you think about this look?
It's got a great head on it. To me, it looks like it's going to be sour. I mean, I'm prejudging it because I know it says Fat Funk. And anytime I see funk, I know it's going to be sour. But the head is really, really lacy. So, it reminds me of a Belgian white.
Absolutely.
Really creamy and delicate, just the head. And the rest of it looks like a Fat Tire. It's got that amber kind of thing going to icing is nice, so.
No, that's wonderful. All right, Shubi, anything you want to add? So what does it look like to you as far as someone who's not, like, you like beer, but you're not into beer like we are? How do you think it looks, just overall? How does it, is it appealing?
It is appealing. I like the head part of the beer. Okay. It looks like creamy.
The head, huh?
Yeah. And,
so like I said, ladies and gentlemen.
How it's nice and creamy and,
creamy head.
Creamy head, eh?
That works for me.
Oh, good for you, nice. McNasty.
Up top.
Did you just high-five her?
I sure did.
Fuck yeah. And I got the watch, too. Ooh, such a voyeur on here. Put your weight bristles down. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get down to the smell. Because I don't know if you guys were catching when I opened it. There was a... I actually was a little... Something twangy in there.
Are you a fan of sours?
I like Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, that'll work. All right, it's funky. It smells like a wild L, or a.k.a. sours. It's got a bubblegum fragrance to it. It's got an ascorbic acid hit to it. It even smells like Fat Tire, which is funny. It smells like the amber with, and I'm telling you, for me, it's got that Dennis fluoride smell, that Dennis bubblegum fluoride smell. Mm-hmm. And with that sour, that ascorbic acid is probably the star for me on this. Shubi.
I really don't like the way it smells, but...
Okay, well, what does it smell like?
It does smell like the dentist office, kind of the fluoride situation, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. But no, I don't like the dentist. Doesn't mean I won't like this.
Fair enough, I like that. Mr. The Frank.
I think your suggestion of bubblegum made it so, because I never would have thought about it before, but it definitely has a bubblegumish quality to the aroma, and it's funky. I mean, it smells like feet, and I don't...
That's not a bad thing.
No, because most of the time you say, oh man, this room smells like feet, it's bad, but when I say this smells like feet, it's just, it smells yeasty, it smells
sour,
it's funky.
Yeah, it's got a, it's definitely that that sort of yeast that they're using to put this wildness to it. It's impressive, and I really, I mean, well, fuck it. Let me stop talking. Let's get down to the taste. Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed. Well, no, it tastes like a Fat Tire with all the things that we described in the fragrance. When I'm thinking of a sour for myself, I'm thinking more ascorbic acid. The ascorbic acid's not really there, but that fluoride Dennis bubblegum hit, it's there. And then, of course, you're tasting yeast, so it's a little bready, but it still tastes like a Fat Tire with a twist. It's kind of like when Bud Light Lime came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Bud Light, but it's got lime. And I'm not saying that this is a comparison to it as far as flavor goes. I mean, it's interesting, and it's superior, and it's complex. But I'm just giving you an idea. Like, here's Bud Light Lime. Here's New Belgium, and here's my friends. That's all. It's not the sour that I was gripping towards, except the sheer fact that it tastes like Dennis bubblegum fluoride.
Right.
With the Belgium ale. And there's a it's not sour, but it's yeasty twang.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like dirty socks a little bit.
Right.
All right, so what do you got, Miss Shubi?
It's not sour, and it does feel like it's a thicker beer.
Okay.
Not too thick, but it is.
It's a little chewy.
Yeah.
Now, I can definitely tell you guys something right now. Before you consume it, like, get some in your mouth and inhale out of the glass at the same time, then swallow it, you're going to get a little something different. Definitely a little bit of sour hit. Like, a little bit. So, it happens once in a while that you need the aromatics to go with the consumption, because you need all your senses open. And this beer, you need all your senses open. So, that's probably why it's falling short for a lot of us. Until I just did it. I didn't mean to interrupt. But Mr. Frank, since you did that kind of change your perspective on this?
It didn't, but I have a different perspective. It could be just because I know Al Gashin. To me, it is complex, but it's delicate. I'm not getting a lot of creaminess to it. It's just, it's really fine and easy drinking. I do get that maltiness that you expect when you're drinking a Fat Tire, and then that twang from, sure, it's some sort of Belgian yeast.
It's coming off more like a petal, like a flower petal. Like, if you're talking about delicate, the more I'm drinking it, the more perfumic it's coming off. Mm. And in the back of my throat, it tastes like petals. I don't know what flower. I don't want to say roses, because roses are a little bit aggressive, but flower petals.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, it's soft and it's velvety, but it ain't going to be sour.
Get really lightly bent. Possibly a little pear.
I can see that. Yeah. Just tropical a little bit.
Yeah.
It's complex and subtle at the same time. So, Frank, let's go ahead and get your grade, buddy. What you got for this night?
I'm going to go 3.7. I think it's above average. I enjoy Fat Tire. I probably don't order it just because, to me, it's become more of a mainstream beer. So I want to try different things. But I've got good memories of Fat Tire. It not truly being a sour, I think, let me down a little bit.
Right.
Because I was hoping it was going to be a little bit funkier than it was.
That smell definitely got your hopes up.
Yeah, the smell was like, oh yeah, taste me, bitch. I'm funky.
It said it just like that. To me. It said, taste me, bitch. Well, you need to work out your aggression with your beer.
Last time I was here, I got that black card. I thought I could say stuff.
No, no, the black card's limited. You can check your credit score.
Man.
Yeah, you're limited on your black card, buddy.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's light. It's subtle, delicate, refined, whatever you want to say. I think it was a good effort by Allagash.
All right. So what do you got, Miss Shuby?
I would say a 3.3. I do like it. I would drink it again. It's above average. I would order it.
Okay. For me, guys, I'm going with a 4. I'm going to go with a 4 because it's complex. I don't have to share this. It definitely, what I always like is, it's supposed to be one way, but it takes you outside of the box. This is still sour. It's just ain't ascorbic acid. Sour in general doesn't have to be like ascorbic acid. It could just be off. And this yeast profile and this Belgium yeast aspect and the whole thing from what you were saying with the pears, how delicate it is. And the fact that you can alter a Fat Tire, hey, it's impressive. I wish this was Fat Tire. Like, forget it. Just Fat Tire needs Anheuser-Busch they ass and just steal the recipe and just make it like this all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's complex and subtle at the same time. I really, really enjoy it. All right, guys, we're going to be right back. We're going to go ahead and reset after we reset. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why it took so long for us to get back is that Shuby's wearing a dress and her zipper was stuck. So now that we're back and you're all done taking that awesome dump, all right, what is the next beer we're doing, Mr. Frank? Well, she doesn't... Sorry, ladies, I know it's the
exciting.
Frank.
It's exciting.
No, remember, the reason why she can't read is the honest sheer fact, she can't read. Yeah, we just want to be, we want to be awesome to her and not make her look bad because she can't read at her age. Yeah, she's over 21 and she can't read. Gotcha. I mean.
It really should be in your class learning how to read those little books.
Well, you're welcome, first grade.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, Frank, what do we got?
So, from Sierra Nevada, this is an 11.5 degree Plato Session IPA. It is 4.5%.
Wow.
So it's low. It's obviously by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company out of Chico, California, and Mills River, North Carolina. With a lot of these big craft brewers now, they are setting up operations back east also.
So they can get their product out.
Yeah, it lessens the distribution time, keeps it fresh. If you want any more information on these guys, it's sierranevada.com.
And what does the Plato stand for?
So Plato is another way to kind of measure the alcohol that's in the beer. And what they're doing is, it's the ratio of fermentable sugars that they're getting out of the malt to the water in the beer. It's based on specific gravity, which is the gravity or the density of the beer at any time, and they measure it.
Ooh, you so smart.
Yes, I am.
I like it. Also, just to let you guys know, fun fact, Sierra Nevada is one of the few breweries that are still using whole cone hops. Instead of using the pellets, they're actually using the plant still. So that's always a good thing. Now, let's get down to what it looks like. For me, it looks like an IPA. And everyone knows how I feel about IPAs. But I found 3 really good IPAs from this brewery. So I'm always happy to lend an opinion on these guys and never, ever turn my back on them. Because, again, I found a couple of IPAs I was happy with. How's your experience been with Sierra Nevada, Frank?
Think everything that they put out is fantastic. They are, I think they're truly the granddaddy of the craft. That Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, everybody wanted to make that. It's fantastic. I've sampled a lot of different stuff in their line, and I've had this, and it's good. It really is good. This is a nice, just kind of go-to IPA.
All right. And Shuby, how do you feel about Sierra Nevada? Like, have you seen them before? Do you recognize that?
I do recognize their name and their, I've had some of their beer before, but never this one.
All right. Fair enough, guys. So here we go. Let's get down with this session IPA. Let's get to that smell. All right, Shuby, you go first, love.
It's Smells like plants.
Hey, perfect. It's a great analogy for an IPA. No, that's awesome. Plants.
It smells like when you're trimming your plants and watering them.
Okay, so it smells like botanical? Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool. A little green thumb action there. Frank, what do you have on that wonderful smell?
I'll piggyback what Shubi was saying, maybe change it just a little. It's definitely coming out botanical, but it's also coming out oily. And I think that's where you're probably getting so much of that plant smell, especially with you talking about trimming the plants. So you're releasing that kind of oil going on. It's got some citrus notes to it, for sure. It smells like an IPA.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of it one more time.
Please, let's piggyback.
Let's do this. Okay, so right on top of that, we have a botanical smell. It's a classic IPA fragrance. You're right, a little bit of oil from, like, you know, the secretions. Aloe vera. Smells like the aloe vera cactus plant. When you cut it and you smell it, and it's like, it smells refreshing, cool, sticky. little sticky, a little cool, but it smells refreshing to the nose.
Yeah.
And it's like, it opens you up, and it smells like aloe vera, especially if you cut the cactus and you smell that fresh, where everything's leaking and it's moving. That's what I'm getting here. So it smells extremely, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, I was about to use the word earthy. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It smells earthy and botanical and first-rate garden. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Our neighbors know how to rock out this garage.
I think our sensors are off their mark.
No, that was perfect. That was a great timing. Boy, I sure know how to get us out of some shit, don't I? Yeah, all right, so let's get down to the taste. I'm dying to taste this one. I have not had this one yet. Oh, yeah. Ferny. Plants. This is a dirty-ass IPA. I like it. And even for it being such a low ABV, it's gritty. This thing is like, here, eat the whole plant, put it in your face. And it has some sort of, like, numbing qualities to it. But it's oily. It's bitter as shit. Man, this comes off, even though it says it's a session IPA, this comes off like an extra double imperial. Like, it comes off like a more than normal IPA. This is aggressive as fuck. Shubi, you go.
I would say that it does taste like some kind of leaves. Mm-hmm. And it's very tart. A little bit bitter.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's tolerable. It's not it's not over the top.
Okay.
I like it.
Oh, fair enough. All right, Mr. DeFrank.
It's interesting because everything you guys are saying is true, and I'm an IPA fan. It's bitter, it's citrusy, it's sticky, it's a baby palate.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not full on there.
In the back of the throat? It's like in the back of the throat? And it just sits there.
Yeah, in the back and like on the sides of my tongue.
Oh, it's like, hey, buddy, I'm here.
It's saying, hi, I'm bitter.
Like, you need your rape whistle, but you don't need to blow it. You just flash it, hey, IPA. Don't you wreck my palate, but you can numb it up a little bit.
Yeah, I've had it ice cold, and it's very, very different.
Okay.
It still has that bitterness, that IPA quality, but it's not baby palate wrecker that this guy is right
now. Since you said you've had it ice cold and now you've had it room temperature, what do you prefer?
I appreciate this more for what we're doing now. I'm a fan of ice cold beer. I am. I just, that's how I prefer to drink it. But if I'm looking to truly review it, it's got to be room temperature. That's where you're going to get the nuances, more of a flavor profile. Like Key and I are always talking about it. We liken it to food and don't want to eat food scorching hot.
Nope.
And you don't want to eat ice cold. Mm-mm. You want it to be middle.
On top of a Asian lady at a seafood buffet.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hell no. We need to go get sushi after this. All right, so.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So this is an exciting beer. I'm really thoroughly enjoying this one. All right, Frank, how do you feel about it? 0 to 5, brother.
I'm going to go 3.8. I think it's great. It's above average. This is, I think if I was going to introduce somebody from the East Coast to a West Coast IPA out crushing their palate, this is where I would start.
Now, would you give it to them ice cold, or would you give it to them room temperature, or would you say, take your time?
I'd probably go take your time. This is not, I think all the beers that we drink, they're not crushables. It's not, let's get fucked up on this. I mean, I've gotten fucked up on this.
Right.
But it's not a matter of slamming it back. It's slow and steady wins the race this time. It is, let's chill and just enjoy good beer. And I think we'll start out ice cold and it'll be fantastic. fantastic to drink, and it'll be that IPA that you're thinking, and then when it starts warming up, you're going to get more to it.
Absolutely.
And if you're not too drunk, we'll notice it.
Absolutely. It sounds like smooth anal. All right, so Shuby, how do you feel about it? Is it my house?
Right.
No, shut the fuck up. go ahead, Shuby. What do you got on this beer?
I really like it, so I would give it like a 3.5. It's I like the bitterness and the stickiness that it lasts in your mouth.
Of course, she likes head earlier, and now in the mouth.
Continue. You heard it here.
Live on showliveradio.net.
So yes, I'll give it a 3.5.
All right. For me, guys, I'm going with a 4. Everything Sierra Nevada puts out, I haven't yet found a beer where I'm just disappointed. I'm not saying that I'm putting them at high marks. I'm just saying I have not been disappointed. And yet again, time and time again, I always go, I don't like IPAs, and here I am liking another damn IPA. But that's the cool part about craft beer. I'm enjoying the fact that it is gritty. It's very aggressive. And I like what Frank said. It's a baby palate wrecker. So with that said, that is just an enjoyable ride with this beer. And my hat goes off to you guys at Sierra Nevada.
Sticky, enjoyable ride.
In your mouth.
In your mouth.
All right, guys. Now that we've got that, I'm grabbing my rape whistle, and we'll be right back with the last beer. All right. Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, check it out. So I was on the internet a while back, and I came across this really cool recipe, and I tried it out. And I want to know, how do you feel about it? So I went to my local orphanage, and I picked out a newborn baby. No, well, actually, I didn't.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, kind of. I actually just took the baby. Like no one saw me, so I was like a ninja. So what happened was, now I've learned this new cooking recipe called Hatamata Baby in a Pan. And it's a really cool thing. So basically what you do is you take this newborn baby, you got to get about 2 weeks old, and you put it in the oven about 450. And the cool part is you can garnish it with whatever you want. So you can put whatever you want in it, too. Like, it's got to be a fresh, like, alive, right? So what happens, you put it in the oven, and what happens is, do you know when it's at the optimal temperature for consumption?
I'm scared to.
When the baby stops crying. As soon as you, no more crying, you pull that baby out, you put it on the thing, and you let it rest. You just let it rest for just a little bit until the twitching stops, and then it's served.
There's something.
No, it was rather delicious, and the cool part is you can't recognize it, and like no one knew what they ate at the party. It was a great Christian retreat we did last week. It was great.
Something
wrong. Nothing wrong with me. Come on, Frank. Remember back in the day?
Help.
No, you need your right whistle.
I wish I had.
Today's skit's been brought to you by obsbeers.com. Because we know, wait, and right whistles. We know for a fact that's a real website. Alright guys, we're down to our last beer, and before we open this beer, we want to give a huge shout out to Hockey Fights from Periscope, who awesomely, that's a word, donated this beer for us to review, and we want to say thank you, Mike, from the bottom of our hearts with this beer from your neck of the woods, because we are located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and where this beer is located, believe it or not, we can't even get it on this side of the U.S.
That's true.
And so again, Hockey Fights, thank you so much, brother. Anybody else want to thank them?
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
this looks
Mike.
Like my grandma on this bottle.
Actually, it's funny. It is your grandma. No, I was kidding.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, so here we go. It's the last beer of the night. And what we're going to do is let Shuby try to read. Let's see what she's got. So what? So
Bitter Woman IPA.
That's the name of the beer.
Well, it must be talking about me.
Ew. And who's the brewery?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Tyranium Brewing Company.
Tyrena
mm-hmm. Brewing Company.
Yep. From?
Lake Mills, Wisconsin.
Okay. And what's the ABV on it? Somewhere on there. Should be on there. Well, considering it's not labeled, we're going to guess that it's at 5%. Normally, if it's not... No, that's the size of the bottle.
Oh.
That's all right. No, we're going to go ahead and just take a wild
it's
guess.
12.
It's a 12%. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. Most of the time, guys, if you guys ever get a beer... that does not have ABV on it. Nine times out of ten, it is a 5% beer. But if we're wrong, please hit us up on obsbeers.com and contact us to let us know if we were wrong. So we're going to go with a strong 5%.
Sure, why not?
Let's do that. And with that said, this is a really cool beer. It's got an old lady on here. She looks like she's still a little spry. She, you know, there's still a little bit of moisture on them cobwebs. Freshly spun, too. You know what I mean? It's a little freshly spun. All right. Now, she's got that look like, oh, you gonna eat this. Oh, you gonna eat this. But you're like, no, Granny. We're family. We're not doing that. And she's like, oh, no. Don't you piss me off.
575.
So it's a 575? Oh, we good?
Good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what happened was the nucleation was overreactive, which means that this beer is slightly not at the, it's slightly a little bit warmer than we normally would because it reacted with a warm glass. Normally, when you have an optimal temperature beer and an optimal temperature glass, you can easily pour it in and not have any issue. But what we're looking at here is some high amounts of massive head. This is huge. Shubi, as our head expert, is this a decent amount of head in your opinion? Is this the type of head you're interested in?
No, this is too much.
There is a such thing as too much head.
There is too much head.
Yeah, it makes your jaw hurt.
It makes your jaw hurt. All right. But if you were to come across head this big, how do you handle something like this with big head? Again, as our residential, what do you do?
You like, just say a little prayer before you put it in your mouth.
That just doesn't matter.
Maybe you cry a little bit.
Maybe blow on it?
Just blow on it? Okay.
I love that.
Why is the head of my dick fucking ice cold? Oh, she blew on it. This whole time, I thought we were talking about sucking cock, and we're over here talking about beer. I am the nasty one.
Mine out of the gutter.
Fuck that.
Where's my rape whistle?
It's in someone's butt. So when they fart, they whistle. So that's just a little car alarm joke, guys. All right, guys, I'm sorry. We're trying to get fired today. All right, guys, so let's talk about the appearance of this beer besides the massive head due to a nucleation accident due to warm temperatures. So what do you guys think?
Well, once I can get past that giant head.
Mm-hmm, that's what she said.
Yeah. It looks like an IPA. It's not straw colored, but more honey. It looks like it's unfiltered because I can't see through the glass. As far as lacing or whatnot, the head was out of control, so it's kind of hard to tell. You can't even see the carbonation in it. That's how hazy it is.
Oh, that's actually a really good, that's a pretty good indication. All right, guys, so let's get down to the smell. Here we go. Cheers to the smell. All right. I'm getting booze and earth and grandma.
Grandma.
I'm getting some of that grandma smell. Like, grandma.
Grandma.
Not like my grandma, but like when you go to your friend's house
and gilf.
Like a gilf, like right. Like your friend's 15, the mom's 22, and the grandma's 40. You're like, granny.
Granny.
And her leather skin is so soft. Oh, granny, can I get some of that? Can I get some of your apple pie? Right,
let me get some of that good stuff.
Baby. No, it smells, I'm not going to lie, it smells like grandma, dude. All
right.
It smells perfumic, it smells soft, subtle, dainty, also smells almost like colostomy bag. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, though. No. All jokes aside, guys, this particular beer, it is very subtle in the fragrance. Even though we have a lot of head going on, which is now dissipated, the aromatics on this is very subtle, soft. It's very balanced for an IPA. But I like the name Bitter Woman IPA. You're getting some of that bitter plant life going on in the smell. It's very botanical and sharp and dainty, like grandma. Tip.
Granny.
Last time you got some good granny and broke them hips. Babe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of coming forward as a balanced IPA. I can get the malt in it. I can get the hops in it. I can get bugs in it if I'm trying to drink Keys glass because he just had a bug fly in his beer.
Nope, mosquito.
It's good luck.
Zika.
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 So we'll let you know next week whether Key contracted Zika.
We're going to do it from the hospital bed. I'm going to die. Okay, this beer tastes like a...
He's coding. Crash card.
Give him a Corona. I'll jump the fuck up.
It really just comes across as a classic IPA. East Coast, not West Coast.
Yeah, actually, it does smell. It doesn't have that tropical smell.
Mm-hmm. It's very light. I do smell some plants, but it's very mild.
Okay. Fair enough, guys. Let's get down to the taste, guys. You guys ready? Let's do it. Let's put this granny in our mouths. Is anyone else getting something maple and nutty?
Nutty, yeah.
I'm getting maple or something sweet.
Nut in your mouth.
And a nut in my mouth. Like walnuts. Like maple colored, maple glazed walnuts with an IPA hit, which is weird because now it's contradictive. Bitter old woman. This tastes like Sweet Granny's hot meat.
Oh.
It does. It tastes delicious. This, now say if IPAs tasted like this, then I would never have an issue. This is sweet, roasted, carameled, creme brulee, but I'm definitely getting something maple or from the syrup family. Glaze over nuts with IPA. I don't taste IPA is secondary for me in this flavor profile. Shubi.
I definitely taste some kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And and
Aka.
Is that a gag reflex?
I don't know. Shubi, that was her. You made her reminisce. Alright, Shubi, continue.
Speechless.
After having the nuts in your mouth, I'd be too.
Made her speechless.
Mm-hmm. Those must have been exquisite nuts.
Salty.
Mm. A little maple syrup drizzle.
Salty sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right, Frank.
No, it's kind of, there is like a little bitterness.
Well, he didn't wash.
It's definitely a dirty nuts.
All right, Frank, because this is going to go way south.
So I'm going to take it back out of the gutter.
No, leave it there. Just work through it. Work through the sludge.
No, I'm taking it out. So, I think those of us on the west side of the country are used to big, aggressive IPAs that are bitter beyond control with lots and lots of grapefruit to it. Or, if not grapefruit, really, really tropical. Lots of pineapple and mango and guava. So, you don't really get what the malt is. That's the West Coast style IPA. For me, East Coast is more of a balance. It's the hop presence is there, but it's more malty. So there's a sweetness going on to it. And I think that's what we're finding here. I think it's malty sweet, and then it finishes really hoppy, really bitter, without big citrus notes.
I think this is just a... I think Mike sent us a really good beer. Sorry, guys. Let's go ahead and let's do the score thing. All right, Shubi, what you got for us?
I would say a 3.3. I do like the nutty the nutty taste and how creamy it is. And I would drink it again.
You like this?
Yes.
Fair enough. And Frank, what do you have?
I'm going to go away from the nuts, please.
Please do.
Please do.
You're a married man.
I'm going to go 4 or 5 on this. I think it's tremendous. I really am a bit of a hophead, but the more I've been getting into craft beer and doing reviews like this, the more I'm looking for something different as opposed to just get my palate blown out every time I try an IPA. I think the balance on this is fantastic. It's sweet in the beginning, kind of levels out, and then all of a sudden the hops appear in the back just to say, hey, this isn't IPA, and we're not fucking around.
Right.
I think it's fantastic.
For me, I'm going to go with a 4.8. I like the sheer fact. The reason being is, how many IPAs have we had that has a maple or a syrupy, nutty profile, and then it's an IPA on the back finish? Like, how many have we done? I don't think any of them has ever been this unique. Also, I like the sheer fact that it's balanced, and it's just easy drinking. So, ice cold, room temperature, it don't matter. You gonna enjoy this IPA. And I like how they put Bitter Woman IPA to fool you. You're thinking it's going to be aggressive.
It's pretty bitter in the back.
Well, not even that much. I mean, just overall, it's not a palate wrecker. It's there, but it's not a palate wrecker. I can drink another beer and wash it out. But it's...
Well, think of it this way.
Okay.
It's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You got what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're out.
Yep.
Is she bitter?
Not my problem.
She's bitter at the end.
Hold on. Not my problem.
Well, not your problem. But
Bernie Mac once said it before, and I'll repeat it. I'm going to get mine. You better get yours.
But she's bitter at the back. As you're walking out the
but
door.
But I still finished her bitter. First, though.
That's all right.
Yeah, so fuck that bitch. That's all I'm saying. All right, guys. Overall, the experience with this particular beer, and again, thank you, Hockey Fights on Periscope. This is a phenomenal beer, and I'll tell you what, this would definitely be on the ones I would repeat just to have if I ever went somewhere. And I said, oh, we've got Bitter Woman. I load it up. Let's get a picture. So, all right, guys, we're going to be out. We're going to be right back with our closing statements.
Oh,
we are now at the end of the show. We want to say thank you guys for enjoying this magical journey. Before we get out of here, I'd like to say make sure you guys head over to obsbeers.com. Press on everything. Get all up in it. Get your t-shirts. Do all that good stuff. At the same time, check out chilloverradio.net. They are awesome for allowing us to be on here fucking up everyone's ear holes weekly or whenever the fuck we show the fuck up. Because, you know, we do what we want. You know, he allows us to do what we want. Now that we got that out of the way, Shubi, how has your experience been on today's show overall with us, the beers that we picked, and just the overall experience? What do you think?
It was fun. I had a great time. Love coming to hang out and try new things.
Wow, that was extremely enthused and a motherfucker. Whoa. Try new things, rape whistle, anal. Like, it was great.
Nuts in your mouth.
Nuts in my mouth. All these creamy heads. And yeah, it's fair been enough. Definitely interesting.
You sound worn out. That's awesome. Then I guess we've done our job, Frank. Good job. All right, so here we go. So, guys, it's been our new thing that we've been doing on the show, and I really enjoy it as our bit here. We're each going to ask each other two random questions, and you can't repeat it. Frank, go ahead and start us off, brother, so we can get them out of here.
Thinking about what I was going to ask.
Okay.
Let's see. No, I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
Which one, Key?
Okay, which beer?
Would you be likely to cook?
Oh, that's a very good question. If I had to cook with any of them, I'd probably go on a whim here. I'd do the Bitter Old Woman. The Bitter Woman IPA because of that profile, that nutty, sugary profile. And in hopes that that transfers into the food. I'd probably put it in cookies. I really would. All right, so Shubi, mm-hmm. Out of all these beers, if you had to do a one-night stand to pay rent, which one of these beers would you buy in a 24-pack?
I would say the Sierra Nevada.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And why is that? Why is that the one that you're about to go do nasty stuff in a hotel for some change for some strange? And why is that the beer that you're going to consume?
I think I can consume more of that one. And because it has the different profiles.
Okay.
So.
All right. It's your turn. You can ask any one of us any question you want.
Frank.
Yeah.
Which one of these?
Uh-huh. Oh, good question.
I have no
good
clue.
Question. Just whatever you want, randomly.
The rape whistle.
Come on.
Which one of these would you serve to rape someone?
Ooh, that's a great. Whoa. Whoa. Hey, that'll work. Which one, Frank?
It's an interesting question.
fuck.
I'm gonna kind of toss it back to you, though. Do I want them to enjoy it?
Ooh.
Well, rape is not always enjoyable.
Wait, first off, wait a minute. Frank, what's the beer?
I was talking about beer.
Oh, no, Frank.
Nothing.
Frank, forget everything. She asked you a question. Stick to it. If you're going to rape someone, oh my God. Which is the beer that you're going to party with, buddy?
I would probably go with Stealing Time. The one that I didn't care for the least, because, I mean, honest to God, if you're raping somebody.
Oh God, I can't believe
you really... don't really hold them in really high regard.
All right, guys.
As horrible as it is, I'm not finished.
No.
Oh. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Don't make me come across the table.
Oh, shit.
We'll find out what happens with Stealing Time.
Oh, Marisha Hargate.
So, I think because of that, I don't want to waste anything that I find good.
Right, right.
So I would go with Stealing Time.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. As a disclaimer, guys, this is just a joke. They're bits. So we don't know anyone out there. So if y'all going to start writing your hate mail, please start doing it and send it to thefrank@obsbeers.com. Guys, this is just a dark comedy show. And by the way, at the beginning of the show, there is a disclaimer. So just to let you know, it was just all in, the joke was in jest. So just wanted to just put that out there because that's
funny. Take the disclaimer seriously.
Yeah, please.
Seriously.
Please do. All right, Frank, buddy. Oh, shit. Damn. I'm still tripping on what the fuck she asked you.
Between Key.
Okay.
Between the Fat Funk Ale, the 11.5 degree Plato, or the Bitter Woman.
Okay.
You walk into a bar.
Okay.
They have all three on tap.
Ooh.
What are you going to order first?
Oh, which one I'm going to order first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. I'm going to go with 11.5 Plato.
Wow. I'll
go with that one first. Because I don't want my night to be ended with that flavor profile.
Okay.
You know, or me being me, I'd probably pour all three in a bucket, put a straw on it. All right, so I'm done with my two questions. So now you have one more, and Frank, you did too, so here it's it.
Okay.
All right, so I guess it's on me.
Okay.
All right, Shuby, out of all five of these bottles here, mm-hmm. All right, which one of these are you more likely to use in a lesbian experience on your partner? Which bottle would you prefer to put in your lesbian experience friend? And why?
Probably this drop top amber.
And why?
Because it looks a little thicker than some of
thick. Oh, fantastic.
But it's also longer. Like, ooh. It looks
thick and long.
So yeah, it looks girth. Thick and long so compared to the rest of the bottles here.
All right.
And it's probably just thicker around because of the dark
label. She's really playing with it, folks. Like, she's really going all out with the visual.
So yes. You dig the girth.
Well, yeah, but these are, like, thicker, these ones, but they're kind of short.
Short so, and stout.
Yeah, stubby. Those are short and stout, so those are right at the way off the
market. So you like market. Them long and thick.
Yeah, long and thick.
Russian style, fair enough. All right, guys, all jokes aside, let me ask Ms. Shuby a serious question. Ms. Shuby, yes. Out of all these beers, what was your least favorite?
This first one, this Stand in Time.
The one you picked first?
Yes.
So what have you learned?
Because it has a cool label, it does not always make it the best.
Message, motherfuckers. Alright, guys, so now that we've got that all out of the way, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you guys coming in and hanging out with us. And as we always say, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Check you guys later. Thank you guys for watching.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.